Corel Coeur d'Alene's been around for a while. We were organized back in 2001 by a real angel in this region, Cynthia Marlette, as the Northwest Sacred Music Chorale. About 3 years ago, we made the decision to adopt a new name. We actually still do. Our corporate name is still Northwest Sacred Music Chorale, but we do business now as Corel Coeur d'Alene. We've opened up our repertory a little bit, but our kind of our DNA is still the great sacred music of all time, and so we do a lot of that. I think that that faith and hope are very much tied together, and I think that really the start of this idea would go back to the beginning of my career as both a choral conductor and a church musician, and the belief all along that music can do more than simply be kind of a pretty decoration that we put on a service of worship, that in fact it can be as prophetic and challenging and as meaningful as anything the spoken word does. And I've always believed that, and we've tried to pick up on different ways that music achieves that in this concert. The other thing I'd like to say, in a larger sense, getting away just from church choirs, because Corel Coeur d'Alene is a regional chorus, I think that music gives us hope because it brings people of many different perspectives and political differences, together to make something beautiful. And that's really a message, I think, for all of us, that in this divisive time. And honestly, with my work with singers, is I want to expose them to just this huge palette of different musical expressions from the Renaissance right up until the very recent years. And there are many examples in all eras of wonderful writing. And so we try to cover that, and at the same time to make it a concert that's accessible and enjoyable to everybody out there listening. Schütz is a favorite composer of mine, actually, I would like to see more of his music performed because he studied with Claudio Monteverdi, and there's a very operatic, dramatic side to Schütz, and then there's which is reflected in many pieces, not particularly the one that we're doing in this concert, but then there's also a sense that in his music something is changing. He's like a transitional composer moving. You could either think of it toward the Italian madrigals or even toward the Baroque. And in this music, you have the continuation of a beat, but he takes that beat and gradually subdivides it so that the tempo appears to get faster and the emotional content gets higher as the piece moves along. And the other thing about it is that the text is very familiar to people who know the Brahms Requiem, Selig sind die Toten. And I've done an English version of this with the idea that it's such great music that maybe making it more accessible to more people will get it performed more. And so it's blessed are the faithful who live in the Lord their lives long. one of the wonderful things about getting to plan concerts is you can tend toward the things that you really resonate with. And Vern mentioned Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal at the beginning of the concert. We have several pieces from the what I would call the camp meeting era of American music. Camp meetings, quite spirituals, but the truth is, when it comes to spirituals, it's a mix of black and white, and it's we've made a mistake in years past in dividing that. But at any rate, we're doing several things. We're doing a beautiful setting. It's a in the style of the early 19th century American Christ the Apple Tree, and we're also at the very end of the concert, as a kind of the climactic piece, we're doing just a rollicking version of the Gospel Ship, which should be exciting. And then moving forward, what I would consider the late Romantic or early 20th century would be Gustav Holst's Te Deum, written right at the end of World War I. And it's a very exciting piece. Doesn't get performed very much. He wrote it to be performed either with full orchestra or with strings. We're doing it with strings. And then we're doing a number of 20th century things. Dan Forrest, well, actually, let me stop myself here. And we're doing Let This Mind Be In You, which is what I would call a motet by Lee Hoybe. Lee Hoybe was a protege of Giancarlo Menotti and assisted him in many of his operatic productions and wrote his own opera that won a Pulitzer Prize, I believe, Summer in Smoke. But he also wrote some sacred music. This is a powerful setting from Philippians, the text, Let This Mind Be In You. Yeah, there are a couple pieces that I have to challenge you to be to the concert to hear. You're not going to hear recordings of them right now, but absolutely memorable, both musically and textually. The first one is A Covenant Prayer. It's a new setting of just a monumental great text by John Wesley. Wesley innovated in his ministry a watch night service for New Year's Eve for believers to come together and make a pact for how they would live the year to come. And it was called the Wesley Covenant. And this text is from that. It's so well written and so emotionally jarring. It's just powerful. You must hear it. Beautiful writing for strings along with that. And also, we're doing Kim Arneson's setting of Even When He Is Silent, the beautiful words that were found on a wall after the liberation of Nazi Germany, probably written by Holocaust victims. And it's basically a short and beautiful credo or creed, expressing hope in the midst of unbelievable torture and despair. Yeah, and so that ends part one, and I really hope that you'll be able to hear that. For one thing, we also have our women's chorus. Belle Corr is going to be singing two beautiful pieces. We have a string ensemble. Karen Hotson is our absolutely wonderful concertmaster, has been for most of the concerts we've done under my direction, and it's going to be quite a beautiful concert. Well, Gwyneth Walker is a cutting-edge composer of choral music. I'm going to not say too much more about that other than the fact that she is very popular right now and has a very creative approach to writing, and this setting will show that.
Fault you find, then you'll be left behind.